Hello, everybody. This is English for You, and a very warm welcome to the program. If you understand what I'm saying, you are tuned to the right channel. Today, I have my Fazekha students here. I hope everything is fine. Kota, how are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Great. Saboj, how's it hanging?
A little bit strange because we are in another studio.
Right, but
it's okay.
It's going to be okay. Victor, how's it hanging?
I'm great, thank you.
Victoria, what's up?
Everything's fine, thanks.
Great. Today's special guest is Mr. Oliver Roja, who has spent most of his life in the United States. And thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me over here.
Right, and we have Oliver's business card, at least part of his business card here, and it says International Security Consultant. I know what a bodyguard does. A bodyguard takes care of Whitney Houston. I saw it in a film.
Some do, some don't.
But I don't know what law enforcement means.
Okay, law enforcement is, I can describe it like, there are different type of agency in the United States, they engaged in law enforcement. One, the major one, you guys probably know about it, is the FBI, then the DEA, and I can go on. Government security agencies and private security agencies, they all involve with law enforcement, enforcing the law.
Thank you very much. Great. We're going to have a picture of Ollie. You can see Ollie in Rambo gear. Right, so you'd better be nice to this guy. Could you say anything about this photograph?
Well, this photograph was taken in the state of Kentucky at Knob Creek, when I'm entering the jungle trail and engaging hanging targets from the trees, and I had to hit them, and this was part of the competition. And
What kind of a gun have you got there?
I got a full auto Uzi submachine gun, which uses 9mm 9x19 cartridges.
I told you, be nice to him. Right.
Ole,
I wonder if you have a deactivated handgun with you. You've got a magic bag.
Certainly, I do.
So if you have a deactivated gun, would you just show it?
Absolutely. Let me just fish it out. And I have it in my hand right here.
Oli, what does that mean, deactivated?
Deactivated means that this weapon cannot be fired. And first of all, I remove the magazine. This is a display weapon for training purposes only, and to displaying it and teaching it at class for gun safety courses.
Right. I'm going to steal it from you.
Okay.
And Kota and Saboj, be very happy with this handgun. Right. Now, the next question. Ollie, how about an unloaded gun for the other group?
Unloaded weapon. Okay. I also have an unloaded revolver with me.
Again, my question is, what does unloaded mean?
Unloaded means there are no live cartridges in the chamber.
No live ammunition?
No live ammunition, no live cartridges.
Look at this thing of beauty. It's going to be yours, right? Here we go. Victor or Victoria? Whoops.
Wow.
Right. Kota, your task is going to be this. Would you just name the parts of that gun? Any part you can name in English.
I think this is the trigger.
Agree, Oli?
Yes, that's correct. That's the trigger.
This might be a barrel, but I'm not sure.
Well, that's the proper way to say it. That's the slide.
Okay. All right.
And inside, there should be a bullet.
Bullet?
Bullet.
We'll see. Thank you very much. I expected that much. Victor or Victoria? Victor. Okay, Victor.
And I only know the ammunition inside here.
What would you call the ammunition?
Ammunition.
Right. And can you show the trigger?
That's here.
Yes. Right.
All right. Good. Oli, yeah. Could you name those two handguns? Because they are different.
Absolutely. When he has in his hand, that's a stainless steel revolver. The cylinder holds 5 or 6 chambers, and the other one is a semi-auto pistol.
So, Victor, you have a revolver, right? Absolutely. And Kota, would you say it again, Oli?
It's a semi-auto pistol.
Right. Okay. Now, you can see the picture of a revolver. And Victoria, I would like you to hold the gun,
oh, yes.
The revolver. Now we know that this is a revolver. And can you name the parts
showing.
You didn't know before. Yeah.
All right. So this is the trigger guard, and this is the grip, the cylinder latch.
Good.
That's here. We have the hammer.
Uh-huh.
And we have the cylinder right here. And barrel, of course.
So Kota was absolutely right, okay? Thank you very much. Could we have the other picture? And this is going to be the semi-automatic
pistol.
The semi-automatic pistol. So what have we got here, Kota?
We have a magazine release somewhere here.
Uh-huh.
A grip also. A trigger guard. The trigger. A light lock. Is it?
Slide lock.
Slide lock somewhere there, right?
That's
the slide. The hammer. I can't see safety or what.
Safety?
Yeah, safety.
Right.
Here.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Now, what do you think I'm holding up right here?
It's a bullet.
Say it again, Sabo.
Bullet.
Say it again.
Bullet.
A bullet. Everybody thinks that this is a bullet, but in fact, this is not. All right, so, Oli, what happens when you cock the hammer and pull the trigger? What happens?
What happens?
Right.
This is a cartridge. A cartridge has four major components. The primer, the case, the propellant. It's the bullet, the bullet. So the propellant is called, with other words, the gunpowder.
Right. So again, this little thing was not a bullet. This little thing was a cartridge. And only this little thing inside is called
the bullet.
The bullet. Right?
That's correct.
That's correct. And if you bite the bullet like this, you have to accept an unpleasant situation. To bite the bullet, this is an idiomatic phrase, and it means you have to accept a very unpleasant situation. Perhaps biting a bullet was not so easy.
That's
right?
For sure.
That's for sure. Right. Oli, we're going to have the five gun safety rules, and I think you have another gun to demonstrate the safety rules.
Absolutely, absolutely. I have a weapon with me.
Always, right? Always.
Always, which is number one, to remove the magazine with the mag release. Secondly, racking the slide back or pulling the slide back all the way, and then this is the slide lock, making sure that the slide locks all the way to the back, and then checking the weapon. There is no round in the chamber. I check it visually and physically, inserting my little finger into the barrel, checking it. Now I know the weapon is empty. So this, now we're talking about an empty gun, an empty weapon, handgun.
Right. And you always have to point the gun in the safest possible direction.
Absolutely.
What does that mean?
Well, if you don't, when you shoot the weapon, you must make sure that what's behind where you want to point your weapon. You never point the weapon at the person or animals, just pointing the gun the safest possible direction. I would say it downrange.
Right. Know your target and its surroundings. What does that mean?
That's also extremely important when you're firing a weapon downrange or towards your target. If you don't know what's behind the paper target, you might hit a bystander, a person, an animal, or a building. So you have to be absolutely sure your surroundings to fire a weapon. So that's what it means, the safest possible direction.
Right. Just one more question concerning this. Store your gun and ammunition safely.
Safely, I would say, separate the weapon from the ammunition and lock it in a safe, a gun safe, or some people use a trigger lock, locking the trigger so the weapon cannot be fired.
Thank you very much. Guys, IPSC, any ideas? Absolutely not. So, what does that mean?
International Practical Shooting Confederation. That means that it's the fastest growing sports in the world. More than 50,000 members are participating in worldwide. And IPSC stands for accuracy, speed, and power.
Right. Would you say it again, IPSC?
International Practical Shooting Confederation.
Practical Shooting Confederation. Does it have a Hungarian name?
Hungarian name, not really. Everybody calls worldwide, even in Hungary, Ipsic.
Right. Look at this guy. This is Ollie again in another gear. What's happening here? This is an IPSC field or competition?
This, we would call it a competition. I'm standing at the starting position at the doorway and waiting for the range officer to give me the start signal.
The range officer is the man behind
you. He's on my
you.
right behind me.
Right. And what does the scenery represent? You have these greenish net and wooden things.
Like the wood and the green representing a doorway, hallways or windows. Actually, sometimes you have to fire your weapon through the window, or this is the starting position, through the doorway, and behind there are targets which I will engage.
Right, thank you. Let's watch the big man in action, and I would like you to comment what's happening. So would you roll the tape, please, and Ollie is going to comment on this.
What's the range officer is giving me the start signal. As soon as I hear the beep, I start shooting and engaging metal targets, metal plates, multiple targets, paper targets, and the targets which is are downrange.
Right.
So this is exactly what I'm doing for the present time. The time is in the essence. The time and the scoring is extremely important, and the power factor of the round. They're using different type of rounds here. I'm using 9mm major.
So you have to be quick and accurate.
And accurate.
Good.
That's
Thank you
correct.
Very much. Now we're going to see a still picture, and it seems to be really irrelevant now, but you're going to see that it is not. So this is a wonderful still picture, and I would like you, Szabolcs, to try and describe the picture. There's going to be a sort of a little statuette somewhere, just a couple of seconds, and it's going to come up pretty soon. Right? And all you have to do is what you can see in the picture, what's it made of, and things like this.
You can see a strange statue made of metal, maybe iron, and made of tubes and other such things. It looks like as if the statue was playing on a musical instrument, maybe a flute.
Excellent! Someone's playing a flute.
Yes.
Right. And the material is some kind of metal.
Yes.
Right.
Metal tubes.
Good. Excellent. Do you have any idea, Oli? Because you
Absolutely. The pictures, what you see, what the statues are made out of, these are made out of weapons.
How
they used
know?
To be, because I have good eyesight.
Thank you very much. Good. Could we have the second one? Victor, again, what kind of a statue, statuette?
So
is it?
This is a weapon statue also.
And so you can see a weapon or?
Yeah, there are more weapons.
Together?
Together, and they are fixed together like a horse and a carriage.
A horse and a carriage. So how do you know that it's a weapon? Do you have any part that you can recognize?
There's a pistol.
Yes?
Yes.
And what would you call this? We have just learned this.
The grip.
Say it again.
Grip.
The grip.
Yes.
Right.
That's correct.
Right. So, we are traveling to Mozambique. And Mozambique is right after a civil war and the War of Independence, and everybody holds a weapon there. But the state is not very happy that everybody has a weapon, so they ask people to hand in their weapons. Okay? Now, group one, what do people receive for their guns, for their weapons? Group two, what happens to the guns? Would you roll the tape, please?
The people who give up their guns receive bicycles, sewing machines, or other tools in return. The destroyed guns are then given to sculptors who turn them into artwork. The Tools for Arms project has been so successful that it's displaying the sculptures in London.
Right. Gota, could you catch that?
Yes. They are receiving bicycles, sewing machines, and things of the like.
Yeah, other tools.
Yes.
Absolutely, you're absolutely right. Good. And what happens to the guns, Victoria?
They are given to artists and they transform them into pieces of art. And it's really successful.
Right. So. Thank you very much. If you look at this picture, do you recognize
Absolutely.
This?
Absolutely. I see what it is.
So what is it?
No, we're talking about what I see here. Saxophone is made out of a weapon, which seems to me it's like a long-barreled rifle. It could have been used as a full-auto machine gun.
Could it be an AK something?
It's a good possibility. We can rule that out, but it's so many this and that is added additionally to the weapon and soldered on. So this is my what I'm saying right now. Well, this is what I see out of the weapon.
How do you feel about it? I mean, you love weapons, and what happens is that all the weapons are converted to artwork. Do you like this idea?
To a certain extent, I do, because these guys may be hearing of warring and the Civil War, what they went through, maybe they don't want to see too many weapons around anymore. So piece of art, I like piece of art. So far, I like it, so far.
Good. Know. All right. License. You're going to see part of Ole's license. Okay, this is the way to write it in American English. If it were British English, you would have to write it in a C instead of an S. This is a light license, a gun license that permits or allows Ollie to wear a gun. Okay? Good. And I have the real thing right here. Have you noticed that I stole this?
This is the real McCoy.
Right. Which state do you think? Can you make it out? Can you make out the
Florida.
Writing? Say it again.
Florida.
Florida. And can you make out the other pieces of writing over there?
Concealed weapon permit.
Concealed weapon permit. I would like to think before I let Ollie speak. Concealed weapon permit. What do you think concealed might mean? Concealed. Can you come up with a synonym? Concealed. Hide. Conceal. Hide. So, Oli, what does that mean?
Concealed weapon carry permit, which is I have and possess, means that you can carry your weapon concealed, not showing it to the public, because some people might feel offended seeing that you're carrying a weapon. So it strictly allows you to carry it in 16 states, concealed, that under the jacket, under your shirt, under your T-shirt, not visible. That's what concealed covers in that respect.
Yeah, and what is the opposite of concealed?
Carrying it openly, like a policeman, like a law enforcement officer, they carry the weapon openly. They have the right to display it because they are in uniform.
Right, thank you very much. And I'm gonna find a sticker somewhere. Have you got a sticker with you, Ollie?
A sticker? I mean,
I guess long
I gave
sticker.
You the, yeah, all I've, the long
I've just
sticker.
Found it.
I guess.
Look at
it.
This. Look at this. Sabotch, would you read it out, please?
It is your duty as an American to own a gun and know how to use it.
Right. So again, it is your duty as an American to own a gun and know how to use it. How do you feel about it? Do you think that owning a gun guarantees you safety?
Is it a duty?
Okay, Kota, so what are your ideas?
Well, I think that so those people who hold guns should know that how to treat them and that they can be dangerous and they shouldn't use them to living creatures. Anyway, it can be a good sort of sport, but nothing more.
So you don't think that a gun guarantees you safety?
No.
You wouldn't hold a gun under your pillow?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Sabolj?
I agree with Kati, because if you are attacked on the street, I think a weapon wouldn't save you, because you might be stabbed or shot, because who are attacking you are feeling unsafe. If you have a weapon.
So, in other words, you're in grave danger if you have a gun.
That's true.
It's just the opposite? Right. Victor?
I think at home you can hide a weapon. So if a burglar breaks in...
Would you?
I have a baseball bat at home, so it's next to my bed, and if so, it,
right.
it gives me a safe.
And my question is, does that baseball bat give you kind of safety? So
yes,
you feel safe.
Understand.
I mean, when you just wake up at night, you feel it, whether it's under your pillow and
it's bulging.
Right. Thank you very much, Victoria.
I wouldn't be able to point a gun at anybody. It's the same as Kratosu, not a living creature, and I wouldn't be able to shoot at anybody. And I don't think it's safe either, because if you can have a gun, other people can have it too, and it's more dangerous than not having any.
Oli, how do you feel about it?
Well, I respect their opinion. Each one is entitled to his own opinion. My opinion, if the weapons and the guns would be outlawed, only the outlaws will have guns, because the outlaws disrespect the laws to begin with, and they do whatever they feel like doing to a certain extent or to a large extent. So weapon ownership should not be restricted. The people should be trained with weapons, and when they trained and they know how to use them, they should have the right. This is in the American Constitution. We can apply this to all the countries, but in the United States, if you want to have a weapon, actually, you have the right to own one.
Thank you, Oli. We have this idiomatic phrase, stick to their guns. When you stick to your guns, it means that you don't want to change your ideas and opinions, even though other people are trying to tell you that you are wrong. But you stick to your guns. You are very obstinate. And Americans stick to their guns. I mean, this idiom has a very physical meaning, not just a figurative meaning. Why do Americans stick to their guns?
Well, it's in the United States, I can tell you I'm a life member of the NRA, National Rifle Association, and a lot of Americans, it's in the Constitution, they believed to defend their rights and their freedom and their loved ones with weapons if an armed attacker would attack them and try to take their lives. So that's why in the United States and America, it's part of American history to own and possess weapons.
Right. Have you changed your mind a little?
Well, I didn't say that nobody should have guns. I just said that those who don't know how to use it or to who to use it, they shouldn't.
Right. Victoria, have you changed your mind a little? Still, I understand that you wouldn't like to aim at or point at anyone. Right?
Well, he's right as far as outlaws having guns is concerned, so that's an interesting idea, but...
Sabot, please.
Do you think if you have a gun you can save yourself on the street, for example?
Depending on the situation. Each situation is different from another. I can tell you stories about different happenings, but it would be too long to get into, but I'm absolutely sure if the situation...
Could you get into one story that saved your life?
Making the long story short, a long time ago it did happen that someone pulled a knife at me in the United States, and I just pulled my weapon, and he changed his mind. He never really had an eye on my weapon. And he said, sorry, wrong address.
Right. Oli, you have this wonderful IPSC gun with you?
Absolutely.
Would you show that gun?
This weapon, which I'm going to show you guys, this is an absolutely... First of all, checking the safety, making sure there is no live round in the chamber. Like I said, weapon should be checked physically, sticking my little pinky right in here, making sure there's nothing in the chamber, and then letting the slide go back, pulling the trigger, safe direction, pointing it not on a person.
Would you hold it a little bit?
And
up,
the weapon, right. Actually, this is an IPSC raise gun, used for sporting purposes only. No one carries a gun like that concealed for self-defense. So this is a highly customized weapon for the IPSC sport only.
Right. Would you do what I'm saying very slowly? Would you cock the hammer? Would you pull the trigger? Thank you very much. Thank you for coming. And I think we have learned a lot about the different parts of the gun, and not just that, but whether to use a gun or not. Thank you very much for coming, Ollie.
Thank you so much for having me at the show and giving me the opportunity to be in here.
Okay. Next week it's going to be English for you again. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sajnos mindenkit érhet baleset.
Kérjük, segítse a mentőket adója 1%-ával.